Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
I understand January is Raid on Action Month.
Yes, it's a very exciting for me at least to say it's 2021 and is the start of January, and in order to help increase awareness and encourage individuals to test their homes for the presence of radon, that the EPA, or Environmental Protection Agency, has designated the month of January as a National Radon Action Month. Arkansas Governor Laura Kelly also signed a proclamation to declare the month of January in Kansas as Radon Action Month as well. So for those that may not know, radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring gas that's found in soils across Kansas. And radon levels when outside are the effects of them are low because they're diluted, but once inside a home or a building, they can build up to an undesirable level. On average, one in four homes in Kansas will test at or above the EPA's recommendation action level. Really, the primary concern with radon and is the long-term exposure can increase risk for developing lung cancer. Radon exposure is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and the second leading cause of lung cancer in those that do smoke. Because you can't see or smell radon, we sometimes tend to minimize the health effects and ignore the possibility that it can exist at an elevated level in our home. Really, the only way to know if radon is elevated in your home is to test for it. And with January, as I mentioned, being National Radon Action Month, I definitely would encourage you to test your home. We do have radon test kits available in all three of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, and Garnett. You can stop by one of our offices and purchase a test kit for $7. When using that test kit, the best place to test for your home for radon is the lowest lived-in level of your home. This would also include a basement level if your family has a bedroom down there or a family room or a living room space that you spend time in. If, however, your basement is really primarily used for storage, then you're going to want to test on the first floor of your home in a bedroom, a living room, or a family room. The test kits come with a prepaid mailing envelope to return the test back to a lab for processing, and then the lab will send you a results by mail and then also post them online based on the serial number that you can find on your test kit. If your test results do come back with a reading of 4 or higher, then longer follow-up tests may be needed or recommended. And sometimes those follow-up tests, and if the follow-up test confirms the presence of radon, then maybe some special equipment or mitigation can be installed in homes to help reduce the radon levels. So if you're wanting to know more about radon exposure, testing, or mitigation, you can visit the Kansas Radon Program's website at kansasradonprogram.org, and they also have a hotline number where you can call and ask questions, and that number is 1-800-693-5343.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Merida Saint Extension District Agricultural Natural Resources Agent specializing in crop production and horticulture, Caitlin Barthol.